Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, we go right to the guest line for one of our favorite chats every week. Former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer.
It's called Appointment Radio.
Appointment Radio, Brian Hoyer, you've become here on WEEI Afternoons. How are we doing this week, Mr. Hoyer?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are good. We were just talking about, and I want to start here, we talked to Drake May yesterday, and I don't know if you heard the interview or not, but... he had a comment about the interception and telling the guys on the sideline that's not going to happen again, and it didn't. And the way he said that was like an air of not arrogance, but just internal confidence. He even referenced, this is what I do. I'm a professional. This is literally my job. That we were just talking about, if you're 35 years old, that's awesome. That's cool that you have that. If you're 23 years old, how do you have that already?
Yeah, it's been impressive. I mean, look, I would say this season so far, that first quarter was probably about as bad as we've seen Drake play. I mean, there were certain throws where I kind of sat there and this is where I've gotten to. I'm sitting there with my wife and son and I'm like, God, something's off. And my wife's like, oh, leave him alone. He'll be fine. I'm like, you know what? She's right. We've just come to expect such a high level of play that there was one pass where it looked like he was trying to throw like an under route to Hunter Henry, but there was a back in the same area. And he kind of like changed his mind up mid-throw and it just went to no one. And I was like, man, we haven't seen a play like that from Drake in a long time. And then obviously the pick, and then, you know, to hear his confidence and not just him saying it and doing it, but some of the throws he made after that poor first quarter performance, like to me, the one up the middle to Pop Douglas against Tampa throwing it around the Mike linebacker. Like I've been in games as a quarterback where I've struggled and not gotten off to a good start. And that's not a throw that you want to be attempting to make when things haven't been going well. And it's just amazing to me how he weathers the storm and just has that internal confidence. It's a great thing for him to have. And it's great when you can go to the guys and say, hey, fellas, my bad. It ain't going to happen again. And then you go back it up because that's when the folklore of a player starts to grow, right? He's 23 years old. He understands he made a mistake. He goes, listen, fellas, that's on me. It ain't going to happen again. And then he goes out and throws for a career high. Now, he still hasn't gotten that 300 yards. I thought he would this past week, but turned it around pretty quickly.
You know, yeah, Brian, that throw versus cover two over the linebackers in front of the safety, boy, you don't want to mess. If you're going to make that throw, you better be pretty confident you can get in there for sure. But let me ask you about the just the injuries. I mean, you're out there, you're the quarterback, and then your left tackle and your left guard go out with injuries. What are you thinking at that point? And then also just what do you think Josh McDaniels will do to negate maybe those guys being out moving forward?
Well, I think first and foremost, within the game as a quarterback, you realize, okay, I'm not going to hold the ball any longer, right? And that's a normal reaction. I think the one thing I would say, and you know, we've talked about it. I've played for a lot of great coordinators. I've been high on Josh, and the one reason I would say this is where you're thankful you have an experienced offensive coordinator who can be creative with the game plan moving forward, because let's just say, for instance, you know, the Patriots did what a lot of people wanted. Let's go get a young, hot name that's from the West Coast system. And that could have been great. But now you're into the point in the season where guys are getting injured, and Josh has done this so many times before and has the experience of figuring out how to navigate around injuries or maybe where you could be a little shorthanded. And so, look, next week's game makes me a little nervous because you're going against a Giants team. They have nothing to lose. They just fired their defensive coordinator. It's a Monday night national game. This guy who's the interim D coordinator is going to want to come in and make a splash, make a name for himself. And they have some, let's just call it, great elite talent on the front four of the Giants team. And so to me, what Josh is going to do this week is understand, look, we got a new combination of guys playing on the left side. They've got some good pass rushers. We have to be ready for some things that they have up their sleeve, try to make a name for themselves. We're going to focus on the quick pass game this week. Drake, you know, when I call these certain plays, the ball's got to come out of your hands in under 2.5 seconds, okay? When I see that some of their pass rushers are out, we'll get to the shot plays. But having a coordinator with that experience and realizing I'm not just going to go call plays next Monday night against this defense with some of our guys down, I have to be very mindful of how I put the game plan together and how I call the game on Monday night. And so that's where you got to be thankful that you have an experienced guy who's been through the fire in a lot of different situations.
Look, Brian, the team has obviously checked off so many boxes and passed so many tests this year, but I'm trying to look at it in a positive way, as in, hey, maybe this is a nice little bit of battle testing, metal testing, and adversity that they need to go through to kind of really come together over the final stretch of the season and get ready for the playoffs. What do you say to the idea of a little adversity being a good thing to go through before you get to the games that really count?
Yeah, I mean, look, the NFL adversity is coming at some point or another. And I would say, you know, we do our podcast and our producer, Danny, is like a legit hardcore fan. He's like, I actually think it'd be good if they lose a few games before they get to the playoffs. David Andrews and I just laugh. We're like, dude, when you lose those games, it sucks. And in hindsight, like in 2018, we lost to the Steelers and the Dolphins. And those were some tough moments in that season. It did help us build resiliency, but like, I'm not going back and be like, yeah, I'm glad we lost those games. No, that's not what it is. And so if anything, I'd rather have them face some adversity while they keep winning games and understanding. And the one thing I would say, you know, you saw the post game locker room. It wasn't as joyful and exciting as we've seen after some of the other wins. And I think it's a realization like, man, we took some tough injuries. We battled. We didn't play as good as we wanted to. And so to me, that's a team that's locked in. They realize if they play that way come January, they're going to be going home. And so I think it's great that they're learning some of those, how to handle some of that adversity as they win, because each win, you know, puts them in a better position for letting these guys rest a little bit longer, right? Letting them be ready for the playoffs. So I like where they're at. And ultimately, this always goes back to the culture that Vrabel has brought in and the guys buying in and realizing the stakes get bigger now, right? And so losing Campbell, losing Wilson, obviously Milton Williams the week before, like they're lucky they've put themselves in the position where they're in a good spot right now and they can afford to let those guys properly heal knowing that they're going to be playing in the playoffs.
Former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer here on WEEI Afternoons. Brian, I wanted to circle back around to the slow start, because if there's one negative that has been even close to consistent with Drake May, it's been starts to games. Even going back to the preseason, I remember people talking about high throws. Does he get too jittery? And some of it we attributed to rain in Tampa. Have you seen anything technically that he does differently early in games that maybe lead to some of these slow starts? Anything you can put your finger on as to why the one downside of his game is he starts a little slow sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, not technique-wise. I think, you know, there's not anything that I see that, like, all of a sudden he magically fixes on the second or third drive of the game. I just, this game to me and Ted, you've been in those games where you go, you're playing in Cincinnati, they're not very good, the fans aren't really, there's no energy in the building, and all of a sudden you get lulled to sleep. We've all done it, no matter how good you are. I saw it happen with Tom Brady down in Jacksonville a few years ago. Like, it's just one of those things, and like, you got to bring your own juice, and all of a sudden, bam, it's, you know, you're down 10-0, and it's like, man, we better wake up. You know, he was able to do that. You don't want to obviously establish that type of pattern. I think sometimes, look, we've talked about the defense having a hard time stopping the opening script. Mm-hmm. The one thing about Josh and the way he calls plays, this is not a script offense. Okay. He doesn't want to be locked into the first 15 plays because you have to make adjustments, and he doesn't want to be, you know, sitting there in front of the team and they're like, well, you said play six was going to be this play.
Right.
And all of a sudden the situation doesn't dictate it. I actually always preferred to have openers, which is like opener passes, opener runs, as opposed to being locked in to a first 15, because you don't know, you may call a run on second and 10 on the second play of the game thinking you're going to get six. And all of a sudden it goes for a loss of two. And now you're totally thrown off track. So I think they need to do a better job of executing early on. I don't think it's anything technical, you know, get the running game going a little bit earlier or start with a few quick passes. One of the games that I think back to where they started fast, against Miami, they had Drake on the move early. Like, get him out in the pocket, let him get comfortable, and let him get a few completions under his belt, because you know that at some point he's going to pick up, especially hitting some of those deeper throws.
You hear all that?
I did.
That's good stuff, man.
That's why we have him
dang,
on.
Dude.
All you right. didn't say that in TED Talk. I needed to get a quarterback's perspective.
You know what? I should have, dang it. I said it on the breakdown last night, though, Brian. And thanks for your help, by the way, with those plays. Gosh. I want to go to the defensive side, and I want to talk about Christian Gonzalez a little bit. You know, the fourth receiver comes in and beats Christian for a fade, which to me, I don't know. Like, I mean, he's press coverage. I thought he was a little bit laxed on that coverage to T. Higgins before the half. He gave up kind of a soft 16-yarder where he got him into field goal range. I thought the week before he was a little casual covering, you know, Mitchell for the Jets. I don't know. What are you seeing from him, Christian Gonzalez? And then, you know, that play that he gave up in the third quarter to their four-string wide receiver, like, just that's unacceptable, right? I mean, you expect more from that guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think kind of lulling yourself to sleep, so to speak. You don't want to play down to the guy you're covering, right? So Jamar Chase doesn't play, and it wasn't like he was matching T. Higgins all over the field.
Right.
And so all of a sudden you're playing some guy, you know, you don't really know a lot about him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the one thing about Flacco is Flacco is going to throw the ball around and give people a chance. So I think it almost kind of caught him by surprise. And I think the one thing you'll see going forward is I don't care who I'm covering. I got to bring my A game, because in the event that someone, I think he was actually shocked that Flacco was even attempting the ball on him with a guy who wasn't T. Higgins or Jamar Chase.
That's the way he played it. Yep, exactly.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, look, I'm not a defensive player, but when you're a great corner, I think that sometimes you can almost, you know, I know it happened with Steph Gilmore a lot. Like, hey, they ain't even going to throw the ball over this way. Well, you get a certain quarterback who, you know, Joe Cool over there, I mean, dislocates his finger, just lifts his hand up and is like, hey, fix this, and goes back in the game. Like, he doesn't really care. And so he's letting it fly out there. And so I think it's one of those things like, hey, don't just assume that because I'm a top corner and this isn't one of their best receivers, I can take a play off, because that's when it can come back to bite you.
I heard you say earlier, Brian, that Monday night's game actually puts a little scared in you because the Giants kind of playing with house money, 2-10 you know, wounded animal, Jameis Winston. God knows what he's going to do. I'm kind of with you on that one, in so much as, like, this team has, and you got coordinators that have a lot to prove. Like, they have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain. And once again, the Patriots have a little more time to prepare. Plus, they're a little dinged up themselves.
No, no doubt about it. And look, I'm going to steal a line from Bill that he used a lot. Like, they're not a bad team. They have a bad record, and it's been a very tumultuous year for them. Obviously, you fire the coach. You inject Jackson Dart into the starting lineup. He plays really well. Scadaboo plays really well. And I was actually watching that game when Scadaboo got hurt against the Eagles, and you could see the energy just sucked out of that team. You're not used to seeing two rookies just come in and inject some life to this team. They've lost a lot of games at the end of games, so I don't think their record is indicative of who they are. And then you get to you got a bunch of guys who, as far as the coaches, they don't think that they're going to be back. Like, they have nothing to lose. Let's go out. You saw it last week. They run the trick play with our old buddy Gunnar Oshesky, throws a dime to Jameis, and Jameis breaks a tackle and scores a touchdown. Like, that's the type of stuff in a game like this you have to be worried about. So your head has to be on a swivel. And ultimately, you don't want to give them any life. You don't want them to come in here and be up 10-0 and be out there and being like, hey, this is great. We're beating them. They're 10-2. We got nothing to lose. Like, let's keep throwing it at them, as opposed to if you go out there and take their will early. I've been on teams in that scenario, fire coach, nothing to lose. And all of a sudden you're down and you're like, all right, let's just stay healthy because we got free agency coming up. Or, you know, what vacation am I going to be taking in about a month and go into Mexico? Like, that's the reality of the NFL. And so this is a week of all the weeks where you cannot start slow, or else you're going to find yourself in a dogfight. As I mentioned, you got great players. I mean, we don't even know if Jackson Dart's back. Now, all of a sudden, you got to worry about the quarterback running game. No other quarterback with more design runs this year than Jackson Dart. And so that adds another element to your defense that you have to defend. And they didn't do a great job when Justin Fields was in here a few weeks ago. So it's a very intriguing matchup. And I think the best thing that they can do is go out and start fast. If there's ever a game to do it, it's this one.
Yeah, Brian, you got me officially scared poopless, man. That is, you make excellent points. Those are all valid. Excellent points. Last question for us, Brian. I'm curious about Matthew Stafford. He's on fire right now. It's pretty amazing how he's playing 17 years into this game. It's amazing. He has, I think, 8 touchdown passes from like the 3-yard line in, and then 6 of them are from the 1 yard. So he's got all these touchdowns. Which, you know, and I'm just kind of comparing this to the MVP race with Drake May. Are you impressed, just, I guess, with what Matthew Stafford is doing in general, but also, is it more impressive or less impressive that he's got all these touchdowns from the 3-yard line in?
Well, you know, especially with the struggles and the Patriots had down there in the low goal line area, what the Rams have done a lot, because they have these elite receivers, they'll get in like that goal line package, but they'll have Devontae split out, and they call a run play, and they basically tell Stafford, like, look, if they only single Devontae, you have the green light to throw it. So he's had a lot of those where they're actually called runs, and it's kind of a weird backwards version of an RPO, and not like in the way that you see in college in the shotgun. It's like, you know, run left, but Devontae's one-on-one, go ahead and throw. He had one this weekend. It was incredible. Stafford is playing at just another level. And as much as I want Drake May to be in that MVP talk, right now Stafford is just pulling away. And I think that's a culmination of him having now been with Sean McVay for 5 years, having a lot of input on the offense, and then just pairing it with great skill players, right? They go out and get Devontae. And I thought that was a great addition, because in a weird way, Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua are very similar type of players. Now you add Devontae, who's more of a vertical threat, a guy who's very different than Puka, and McVay just does a tremendous job of game planning it. Their running game is really well. They get in 13 personnel and they throw defenses off, and Ryan Wendell, former Patriot, is doing a tremendous job coaching their offensive line. They're just firing on all cylinders. And then they have a young defense who's playing lights out as well. And so, look, I'm hoping for another Patriots-Rams rematch in the Super Bowl. Obviously,
love
you were
it.
A part of one, Ted.
Yeah.
I was a part of one. Yeah. And it would be great to start off the new Patriots dynasty the way the old one kind of ended, beating the Rams in the Super Bowl. So, fingers crossed, I would love to see that matchup.
Mic drop.
Absolutely. And we do need to apologize because we busted your chops for not knowing you couldn't say the S word on the radio. Apparently, we also have to warn the head coach because I'm sure you saw his press conference. He used the S word in his first answer, Brian. So you're not the only one, Brian.
For impact.
You football guys like to use the S word, apparently.
Potty mouths, all
potty
of
mouths,
us.
Potty mouths, all you. But,
hard to get out of the locker room mentality, right?
That's it, buddy.
All right, Brian, have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the weekend. Yeah. Monday Night Football. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, bud.
All right, you too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Brian. That's former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer. If you were listening, yes, he just said start off the new dynasty with a Rams Super Bowl.
He did.
Interesting. A lot of good stuff from Brian Hoyer. We're a bit behind, so quick break. We'll recap what he said, a little T. Higgins nugget, and then we'll be back here with The Drive, top of the hour, all here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.